It administers grants to organizations performing at the Miller Outdoor Theater, solicits donations, manages the contract for the theater's concessions. Proceeds from the concession sales support the Miller Outdoor Theater's free season. The Miller Theater Advisory Board manages an allocation of the hotel occupancy tax to support performances. So if it's administering taxes, tax monies, it's in the charter. It's in the code of ordinances, and it's appointed by the mayor and confirmed by the council. I think all of that qualifies. I absolutely would not say that anything retroactive should happen because she clearly acted in good faith. But the issue is really not about Susan. It's about whether we're going to have a clear definition. And I rather like Terry's working definition. I don't know if he was aware of the power of the purse that this body had. But I think what we as a committee really need to focus on is what's the clear rule that we're going to follow in the future. And I think that Terry's rule is a good rule. And I think in this case, he may have been in error when he decided it was advisory. But anyhow, I think that we should say that the Miller Board, according to these definitions, the service on it does constitute service on an appointed, as an appointment at a level of government, and therefore, if she is to continue, she would, on the LSB, she would need to resign that position. Chid, you're next.
Thank you very much. And I want to reiterate what someone said about personalities. This should not be about personalities. This should be about our bylaws and whether they have any integrity. The statement was made that this is a politically charged atmosphere and the fault was not Susan Young's. I don't know whether it was or not, but I would perhaps argue that it was not her fault. But what happened was Terry Barishas presented this ruling to the local elections supervisor. The local election supervisor, who I asked to join this call, but said he had done his job and he was through with this and did not want to participate in this conversation tonight, I think was the one who made the mistake, not Terry Barishas. The local election supervisor made a recommendation to the elections committee. That committee, as far as I know, never reported to the LAB that was in place at that time. So all of this was done below the radar. What I am suggesting is that now is the time to address this future legal challenge that Terry Barishas raised, and we ought to undo the error which is now a continuing breach. Robert's Rules of Order says if there is a mistake like this is, as long as the mistake is still in place, we have a chance to fix it. Now, regarding the Miller Theater Advisory Board, KPFT did present some events at Miller Theater and got funding from the Miller Theater Advisory Board. Their bylaws say that the members of that board, if they have any kind of a conflict of interest, cannot participate in the vote on that issue. As a consequence, Susan Young recused herself from voting on that issue. If she was not on our board, she could have voted and supported us as a member of that board and as a member of the community of Houston. So there's really a question of whether she should be on our board or their board, and that is the ultimate decision. Yes, she disclosed this to some people, but I don't know that it was totally disclosed to the local advisory board when the matter was brought forward. I don't think it was. I think that most people were ignorant of it. I was ignorant of how to go forward with this matter and was afraid of retribution, and it was only recently,
outrageous,
within the last 6 months or so, that I figured out a way to deal with this and not face retribution. So we definitely have to fix this thing so it doesn't get done in the future. I'm done.
Serene, and then Deb.
Yeah, this is, and maybe Tanda can sort of reinforce this. I seem to remember you were stating that Susan has already indicated that if, in fact, the committee, this committee, suggests that it is a conflict, that she would be stepping down from the Miller Theater and would be retaining, continuing her involvement with the LSB in Houston. Is that correct?
That's what Sandra said.
Right. No, I was asking Sandra to confirm that that's what she said last month. Or
Sandra,
whatever.
Are you there?
Sorry, I was on mute. And yes, Susan has indicated to me that if this committee decides to forward this to the PNB, that she is in violation of serving two masters, so to speak, that she will step down from the Miller board.
Can I make a motion at this point that we recommend to the PNB that she be advised that she should resign immediately in order to avoid any future conflicts regarding these two organizations?
Resign
I'll put you
from
on
Miller.
Back after Deb, and then you can make it, okay?
Okay.
Great. Are you done, Serene? Or?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to
okay.
be sure of. Thanks.
Deb and then Max.
Okay, one of the things that I want to say is that we need to look clearly at the bylaw, and I do think it needs clarification. But the purpose of this is to be sure that the powers that control a state don't also control the only uncontrolled media, so to speak. I would be really a far reach, farther than almost anybody can imagine, to think that anybody on the Miller Theater Advisory Board, even in controlling some kind of financial resources, can control Pacifica or any one of its stations. Her managing of both boards has been a boon for both of them. And Ted's contention that that she does a disservice to KPFT by serving on KPFT because she might have voted for something that passed anyway is just right, really out of reach. As far as a question of integrity, there was only one person that I knew that knew about this way back when besides the people on the election supervisors, and that was Ted. And his attempt to portray that he would be subject to retribution is absolutely reprehensible. I mean, what would happen?
Point of order. I think that is a ad hominem attack, and I would like the chair to...
I thought the other one was an ad hominem attack.
I agree with Deb. I actually looked at it the other way around, so I won't sustain that. Go ahead, Deb. Anything about your character. She's objecting.
One of the things that Robert's Rules requires in covering a point of order, which is what this actually is prompt consideration. Now, I do understand that when a violation has been ongoing and has just been discovered, that any time is a good time to consider it. But this was put up, I mean, this was done long ago, and Ted knew about it, and lots of other people knew about it, and this is not prompt consideration. This is 2 years down the pike, and we should perhaps, or certainly, most certainly, review that bylaw and make it specific to mean what we want it to mean, not what somebody thinks it might mean or other ramifications of government, but what we really want it to mean because it should have some real meaning. It should be keeping the people who control the state from controlling the station and nothing else. I ask that you be reasonable about this, that this woman's 2 years of 2.5 years of really good, profound service to the Pacifica end of stations not be held in so light a concern and handled with such contempt.
Max.
Order. Point of order.
Go ahead, Ted.
Oh, this is not a matter of what she did in the past. It is whether or not she continues to serve on both boards simultaneously. That is the only issue before us.
Max.
And can you add me? It's Bob.
I'll pass. Bob?
Point of order.
Yes.
This is Sandra, and I would like to ask this committee to please consider whether or not Susan Young's participation...
Sandra, I don't think there's a point of order. I think there's a debate.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm tired.
I know, I am.
We all are.
I'll put you on the stack after Bob. Go
Thank
ahead, Bob.
You.
Okay, well, I find this to be a very difficult choice, and I think there's reasonable arguments on both sides. It's unmistakable to me that, from what I've heard, that Susan Young acted honorably and with good intentions. So that's, to me, that's not even a question. The question is, and it's also clear to me that it would have been much wiser for this to have been brought up much closer to when it was first known. However, that having been said, it still it raises a troubling issue about where the bylaws anticipated drawing this line. And I actually agree with what I think Dave was saying. I think that Terry Barishas's kind of parsing of what constitutes a governmental office and what doesn't was very wise, because he drew, as I heard it, he drew the line at dispensing government funds, or and whether it was statutory or just kind of created by the executive branch. And I do think we have to be conscious of not wanting to cut off people who are part of some neighborhood advisory council from being precluded from serving on our boards, because I think there's some excellent people there that we needlessly cutting off, when the real standard, as I agree with Deb, the standard in general should be about a potential for some sort of influence over Pacifica that might be, you know, create a conflict. But we can't do that on a case-by-case basis. We can't just say, well, this board sounds like it's not going to ever influence KPFT, so we'll let it go this time. I think it should be an objective standard, and the one that Terry Barish has laid out sounds like a reasonable one. So based on all that, I would reluctantly say, even though, you know, that the timing is way late, it's still an ongoing problem, and that I think she should be respectfully asked to choose, you know, which board to continue on. That's it.
It's Sandra.
Sandra, you muted?
Yeah, we'll give her a second.
Dave, can you add me? This is Lydia.
Yeah, and we probably need to bring this in for a landing.
We really do.
Over time.
Yeah, I have a question.
If we wait too long, we will crash.
By the way, I'm assuming that because no one objected to our being over time, that there was no objection.
Well, just a bunch of people have left. I don't know how many people are here.
So,
hello? I promise to leave at 10.
We've got Sandra and then Lydia.
Okay, yeah, I object to being over time, but that's beside the point. You know, I agree with a lot of what I've heard, and I disagree with some of what I've heard, but the bottom line concerning Susan Young is that, number one, she acted in good faith. Number two, we need to have a clear policy. And number three is that she's willing to step down from the Miller Board if this committee decides to recommend to the PMB that she is in conflict. So I move the question. Let's call a vote and let's decide whether or not she was in violation, whether she was in good faith, and whether or not we need to ask her to step down from Miller.
Just as a point of order, I don't think anybody's suggesting. I haven't heard anybody suggest that she did not act in good faith. So if you want a motion to say that she acted, that we believe that she acted in good faith, we can add that. But really the question now is whether she may serve concurrently on the
Court of
two,
order. Okay.
Two
My
courts.
Motion will be then, can she serve concurrently, or does she need to be asked to step down from the Miller Board?
Arpal, your point of order?
Yeah, I was going to point out we didn't have a motion at that time. Who's making the motion?
Sandra is.
Well,
I'm
actually,
making
I'd like to make
go
the
along,
motion
folks.
Since I brought the matter forward, and I think I can do it in a clear way.
Well, she just did make it.
Sandra has the floor, so Sandra, your motion is?
My motion is that we ask Susan Young to step down from the Miller Board, or that we accept that she's allowed to serve concurrently and that she is not in violation.
You should frame it as one or the other, because we have to vote yes or no.
Oh, Lord. Okay. My motion then is that Susan Young be allowed to serve concurrently with the Miller Board and the LSB in Houston.
Ted, did you have a substitute motion?
Yes, I do, because if we vote on that one, excuse me one second.
I'm hearing some,
I am too.
I personally feel like the motion.
Don't forget I'm on the stack.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's... Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, and I also want us to bear in mind that if we move ahead to ask her to resign from the board, or however we do it, are we going to apply it to everyone who's on neighborhood councils? We have a board member in good standing in Los Angeles. Are we going to go throughout the entire network looking for people who might be in violation of this?
Not only if they come to us.
The answer is, if they're serving in violations of the bylaws, and we say that this is the standard, then the answer is yeah. They'll...
Mary Bird,
I'd
like to make an amendment.
Motion.
I'm sorry. Hang on, Mary. I heard Jane, and I heard Deb.
Okay, I have a substitute motion when we get to it.
Mary.
Yeah, I would like to add an amendment to add the what Sondra moved is that we ask. That Susan Young be allowed to serve on both boards concurrently. I would like to add, this decision is not a precedent or a standard for any future cases.
Kind of like Florida and Bush.
There you go. But I mean, I don't want this. We are looking at this case, and we are not. This is a pretty murky thing in some way. I mean, there's a lot of. It's been too long and so on.
And all those chats.
And all these things. Yeah. So I just want to add that amendment that this not be used as a standard to
okay.
in any other matters.
Does anybody
current or future.
To voting the amendment right now?
I have. I do.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jane.
Okay, I would like to move that we table this until the next meeting and that we, in the meantime, that we send the policy that was articulated by Terry Barishas to the PNB and request that it be, let's either request that be adopted or not. I mean, I feel it's improper for us to act given that that policy has never been adopted by the PNB, and I don't think that our committee can adopt this policy, can we?
May I jump in? Is there a stack? Can you
there is a stack. There's a point of order. Go ahead, Ted. What's your point of order?
Point of order is that the National Board did approve this. It was approved by the judge. The National Board has adopted. These are our bylaws.
Ted, I don't think that's a point of order.
Point of order. I have
Paul,
a point of order.
Yes.
There's a motion to table that seems to be pending, but a motion to table...
Well, there's two other motions before that.
There's a motion to table takes...
Point of clarification.
I'd like to be able to hear our Paul's point of order first.
My point of order is, as I heard it, the motion was to table and then do stuff. That would be an amendment to... Tabling, I think. I think you have to just say to table.
Good point. There are two things going on there. One is a motion actually to postpone, and then the other is a separate motion which would have to be made separately. So we'll entertain the motion to postpone, and I did a little work on this, and the motion to postpone is only not debatable when you're postponing to later in the same meeting.
I heard the word table. So
right.
Just postpone a table are two different, somewhat different things.
But she said till the next meeting, so isn't
next
that
meeting.
Actually
I think,
postponed?
I think what she means is postpone.
Mm-hmm.
So I had heard, Max, you wanted some clarification?
Well, I'd like to make the following clarification. Terry was the ultimate authority in electoral matters. He was hired with the understanding that he was going to decide on all of these things. There was no appeal to his decisions.
But as I understand it, it was the local person, not Terry, who actually ruled on this case.
Yeah, but it must have gone to Terry, and it must have been decided with his concurrence. But he was the ultimate authority. in all issues pertaining to the elections.
Okay, but still, we've had this discussion about our authority and his authority and the rest, so I think the question's still before us. But there's a motion to postpone. So if there's no further discussion on postponing, then let's vote on that.
Dave, there is. I would like to speak. We've reached the point where every aspect of this matter has been brought forward. We should vote on it. Unfortunately, the motion that was put forward assumes that she is going to resign from the Miller Theater Board, and it is just Sandra Rawlings' opinion. What the issue is whether or not she can. And I would like the chair to assume the motion.
Point of order. A motion has been made.
Point of order.
Whether Ted likes that or not.
Let him finish what he's saying, and then.
I'd like the chair to assume the motion, which means that you will put it in the right language, Dave, and we would vote on it right now, so that the Pacifica National Board can vote on it at their meeting. Because we are only making a recommendation to the National Board. They are the ones that have to make the ultimate decision. But it should be that she choose to either resign from the LSB in Houston or from the Miller Theater Advisory Board. That is what it should say, essentially.
Mary, your point of order?
Well, my point of order was that Sandra started with one or the other, and she chose one.
Right.
And it doesn't matter which one. There's no right or wrong. If we vote no to her motion, is the same as voting yes to Ted's language. We have the language. Let's just go ahead, and we have to take up the postponement because that's the next thing. Let's vote on that quickly, and let's hope that we don't postpone, in my opinion. But then we get to the other motions in the regular order.
Okay, just to clarify, voting Sarah's motion down does not imply the inverse. So we would have to have a separate motion
right.
on that. We are on a motion to postpone till
right.
the next meeting. And if there's no further discussion on that motion, I'd like to vote on that. R. Paul, can you call the roll?
Okay.
There's a motion to postpone till the next meeting.
And Grace Aaron. David Adelson.
Yes.
Mary Berg.
No.
Max Blaché.
No.
Lydia Brazan.
No.
Marty Derlin. Jane Gatewood.
Yes.
Bob Lederer.
Pass.
R. Paul Martin. Pass. Sarv Randhawa.
Gone.
Gone, he's gone. Sandra Rawline.
No.
Doreen Roberts.
Pass.
Was that a yes?
It's a pass,
she said.
Pass. Rob Robinson? Deb Shafto?
No.
Hakim Takash? Ted Weisgel?
No.
Okay, passes. Grace Aaron?
I voted yes.
Oh, you voted yes.
Mm-hmm.
I did not catch that. Okay, Bob Lederer?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin? Abstain. Serene Roberts?
Abstain.
Abstain, is that?
Abstain.
Okay. Is there anyone whose name I haven't called? Okay, I have it. Four in favor, six against, and one abstention.
Okay, so we'll continue on. Now we have Sandra's motion. Sandra, can
that
you...
Counts.
We have my amendment.
Substitute motion. I'm sorry. Point of order, that count is wrong. I heard at least two abstentions. He just reported
there's
one.
There's two abstentions.
I don't know what else.
All right, let me go over what I have. I have Grace Aaron, yes. David Adelson, yes. Mary Berg, no. Max Blaché, no. Lydia Brazan, no. Jane Gatewood, yes. Bob Lederer, yes. R. Paul Martin, abstain. Sandra Rawline, no. Serene Roberts, abstain. Deb Shafto, no. Ted Weisgel, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And that adds up to?
Four in favor, six against, and two abstentions.
Mm-hmm. That's what I hear.
Okay.
Deb, did you say there was another amendment?
Mary Bird, I said there was another amendment. I said
I
had an amendment.
Mary, I know about yours.
Okay.
Deb, can you? I couldn't hear what you were saying.
I would like to change. I would like to put the motion in a substitute motion that. Oh my God, my blind mind is absolutely blank. That Susan Young be required to resign from the LSB if as long as she holds this other post. And I want to add on to it that Mary's saying that this is not a precedent.
Okay, well then, I tell you what, let us deal with, how to do this.
This is Jane.
There's a reason for it.
Yeah.
Yep, that's not going to make it so.
Jane?
My question still stands. Aren't we doing things out of order? Don't we need? I mean, so Terry articulated this policy, but he said clearly that that was his opinion. That's how what he articulated to give guidance to decisions last time. Do we assume? Do we say in any kind of a motion that? Using this written document as guidance, we have determined that her position does indeed come in conflict with this non-government clause of our bylaws.
The reason that I advocated postponing is because I think the form of this motion is actually important, and it should specify the basis on which we're making the decision, and I think it's too late to wordsmith it. I also think that in terms of material harm, there's not ongoing material harm. The board will meet in teleconference. The amount of time needed to do this right, because as Lydia says, it is going to be a precedent, whether you say it is or not.
Point of order.
And I'm not done speaking. It's not the... So the reason for doing that was that I think we need a little bit of work to wordsmith this. And so that was the rationale for wanting to postpone it so that we get a motion that actually makes some sense with some body behind it. What's your point of order, Ted?
That we just voted to not postpone consideration, and you're arguing that point is dilatory.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Bob, add me, please.
Go ahead.
I think we should consider a substitute motion to report to the PNB that this committee is going to try to draft a general policy on this question and then come back and apply it to the specific case of Susan Young and report back to them at the next meeting.
The problem is we already have an amendment and a substitute, so we've got to deal with those first before mm-hmm. we have any other substitutes.
Well, would it help if I withdraw my motion?
Yes, it would.
Mm-hmm. I withdraw my motion.
Okay.
After all withdraws?
Oh, wait, who is this?
This is Sandra.
Oh, you're withdrawing your motion?
The original one?
I will withdraw my motion.
The current one.
If it will help this body move forward in making a recommendation to the PNB regarding Susan Young and the Miller Outdoor Theater.
Thanks. Bob, what is your proposal?
Okay, let me point of order.
Yeah.
I'll point out that it's actually the property of the floor, so we need unanimous consent for the withdrawal.
May we have unanimous consent for
no.
the withdrawal?
No.
Please.
All right. Well,
no, I just think we should go to a vote.
Okay, we do not have unanimous consent. So
well, all
are,
right.
I'm sorry there were more than
I really objected.
Sorry, there
was more
than
I really am trying to work
okay.
with y'all here, but, oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Vote on it.
Excuse
yes
me,
no,
there was an point. Excuse me. There was an objection, therefore it remains. We have a full slate of amendments and substitutes. Let us vote on them. R. Paul, can you give us them in order?
Okay, in order, what I have is, the main motion is we ask Susan Young to be allowed. We ask that Susan Young be allowed to serve concurrently with the Miller Board and the KPFT LSB.
And then there was an amendment.
There is an amendment. Add that this decision is not a precedent or standard for any future cases.
For any current or future situation.
And
for any other cases, what I said.
Then there was a substitute.
Any other cases?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the decision is not a precedent or standard for any other cases.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get down to Susan be required to resign from the LSB as long as she holds the other post. This is not a precedent.
Okay. So we'll take the substitute first. And will you call the roll?
Can I say one quick thing?
Go ahead.
I just urge everyone to vote no on all of these so that we can go to really going about this thoughtfully in terms of a general policy rather than the specific, before we do the specific case of Susan Young.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Paul, will you call the roll?
Okay. Sandra Rolline.
I have music clarification about what we're voting on.
We're voting
accept the substitute, or are we voting on whether to on the substitute?
We are voting on whether to substitute the language that you proposed
that
Susan be required to resign from one or the other.
Grace Aaron?
Okay. Does this have the proviso that this is not considered a precedent?
Yeah.
It says Susan Young be required to resign from the LSB as long as she holds the other post. This is not a precedent.
No, it's the other language, that this decision not be used as precedent. I thought that's she said.
That's
to put
a different
that in there.
Amendment to a different
substitute. I see. Okay.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
David Adelson.
Abstain. What was that? I abstain.
Mary Byrd.
Yes, for the moment.
I didn't get that.
I'm passing.
Passing. Max Blaché.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
No.
Marty Derlin, Jane Gatewood. Maybe not here. Bob Lederer.
No.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Sarv Randhawa, left. Sandra Rolline.
No.
Doreen Roberts. Rob Robinson. Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Achim Takash. Ted Weisgel.
Yes.
Okay, going back for other folks. Mary Berg.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't like it, but I guess I'll go yes. I don't like that she's the way it's worded, but I guess I'll go yes.
Jane Gatewood?
I'm sorry. What are we voting on now? I'm sorry.
It's the same thing. I'm just going back to the people who passed or did
not
answer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fine. Yeah, sure.
Okay, Jane Gatewood? I think she's left, so...
She said she had to leave.
Okay. Serene Roberts? Maybe the battery died. Okay, I don't hear Serene Roberts. And that's all the people. Is there anybody who's here whose name I didn't call? Okay, the count I have it is 6-4, 3 against, 1 abstention.
Yep.
May I, point of information, can you please restate the motion just so I can hear it one last time to be sure that I'm clear on what I voted on?
I'm going to rule that dilatory for the moment. But now that we have amended the main motion, now it's open for additional substitutes or amendments. Bob,
what about the amendment that we didn't vote on? That amendment.
It's included in what just got approved.
So it's
the amendment that was made to the original.
Yeah,
main
it just
motion.
Says this is not a precedent. I don't know. Okay.
Barry, it's going to change again, please.
All right.
There you go. I think it's not very clear.
Bob, you had you would like to make a substitute to what we've now amended?
Oh, that's in order now?
I believe now that we've amended the main motion,
okay.
It is open for further.
Okay, fine.
Amendment or substitution.
So I move to report to the PNB that that this committee will be developing a general policy on
eligibility.
Yeah, eligibility vis-a-vis government appointments, and we'll then report back with a recommendation on how to apply that in the case of Susan Young.
This is a substitute. You're not amending this to say we're saying that that they should act on the Young thing now. But that we will develop a policy on the rest. You're saying we're not going to act on the Young thing yet.
Right. It's
okay. So it's a substitute in its entirety. Or Paul, do you have the substitute?
Yes. One second. Let me get it so that I'll be able to read it. Okay, what I have is, we report to the PNB that this committee will be developing a general policy on eligibility vis-a-vis government appointments and will report back on a recommendation on how to apply that.
Just to clarify, insert the word board eligibility.
Board eligibility. Okay.
Are you implying, if I may jump in, that this would be applied retroactively also?
No.
You're not saying that, okay.
No.
I just wanted to clarify, because it seems to me we've decided on Susan, right?
No.
Mm-hmm. No, we haven't.
No, we haven't.
Well,
we just decided to amend the main motion, that's the one that Sandra wanted to withdraw. Is that not correct?
Well,
that's right.
No, we amended the one that I made, the substitute.
Can I clarify?
Oh, geez.
Yes,
answer
please clarify.
Question. Clearly, the majority of the committee, and I'm actually part of it, although I didn't vote for that motion, believes that we will end up finding that in the case of Susan Young, that she should choose between the two boards. But as someone else said, the basis on which we decide that is crucial and could have a ripple effect throughout the five boards. So we have to put the cart before the horse. You know, put the horse before the cart.
Okay, but we haven't voted on that original concept.
Right, but I'm saying I think we'll end up in the same place as far as Susan, but mm-hmm. it'll be on a very firm foundation that will not cause harm to people who are, who maybe superficially seem to be in the same position but actually aren't.
Are we sure we have both a cart and a horse?
I don't know, Dave.
We have a heart
can we
and a horse.
A heart
can
and a horse, yes.
On these things, please. Can I say something?
And can I say something, too?
Can I get on the stack as well?
This is Grace.
We
vote Grace Aaron.
Grace, then Ted, then our Paul.
I hate to prolong this discussion, but personally I feel that it may be better to enforce the strictest definition of the bylaws and take the consequences, and hopefully there will be a bylaws revision or clarification that's put into the bylaws themselves, because otherwise the interpretation is very subject to favoritism. A strict interpretation will be used to get rid of people who are liked less, and a looser interpretation will be used to keep people who are liked more. And I think that if you have a rule, you either apply it or you change it. You don't try to mess with it or skirt around it. I think as a body, we have to face the bylaws and make revisions when needed.
Yeah, I agree with what Grace just said, and I've never met Grace. We are starting to move into the question of amending the bylaws. This whole issue that we are in the midst of right now with procedural motions and substitute motions and amendments really messed up. We had one motion by Deb Shafto. We just approved it by a 6-3 vote. That was a motion. If people have other motions, they should not be conflated into this one. I think that Bob Lederer's motion is really dabbling with amending the bylaws, and if he wishes to do that, that should be dealt with in a totally separate area. I asked for the motion to be restated so that I was really clear on what Deb said, but that in and of itself says enough, and it should be what is brought to the national board. I'm done.
Paul?
Yeah, we've already passed a motion that deals with the item at hand, and I think we should just leave it at that. And, you know, this up here, I might be in favor of that if it weren't a substitute. I think we've all agreed that in the end, the decision will be the person in question has to choose one or the other.
That's right.
Why not do it? You know, we know where it's going to go. Why spend 6 months getting there? You know, so I think I'm against the substitute motion, and I think we should vote it down and leave the other one as is. And then we'll have to vote on that, of course, again. And I think we should pass the motion that asks the person to choose one or the other.
May we call the vote on the...
Please.
We're at time, so I'm just going to rule that unless we have a motion to extend, we're calling the votes. So on Bob's substitute, will you call the roll? Will you read the motion and call the roll, R. Paul?
Okay. Okay, let me copy this in so that we find it later. The motion is, we report to the PNB that this committee will be developing a general policy on board eligibility vis-a-vis government appointments and will report back on a recommendation on how to apply that.
Okay, call the roll. Please.
Grace Aaron.
No.
David Adelson.
Same.
Mary Berg.
No.
Max Blaché.
No.
Lydia Brazon.
No.
Marty Derlin. Jane Gatewood. Bob Lederer.
Yes.
R. Paul Martin. No. Sarv Randhawa. Sandra Rawline.
No.
Doreen Roberts. Rob Robinson. Deb Shafto. Deb Shafto? Have come to
Sorry, no.
Yeah, Shafto, no.
That's right.
Okay, welcome to Kosh. Ted Weisgel?
No.
Okay, is there anybody whose name I didn't call who wants to vote? Okay, I have 1-4, 8 against, 1 abstention.
So it fails. Okay. So
Chair,
then,
I move to adjourn.
We have another vote.
I withdraw that.
We have the amended main motion to vote now.
Okay.
Okay.
Could I request that the chair ask if we could do that without objection?
Yeah.
We do it without objection.
No, we have vote.
I object. We have to
people
vote
object.
On
okay.
all the roll, please.
Why do we
okay, give me a second.
And read the motion before you call it. In particular, Ted wanted to
okay.
know the precise language.
Okay.
Thank you.
The motion, Susan Young be required to resign from the LSB as long as she holds the other post. This is not a precedent.
Can we, without objection, change that to be as long as she holds a post as an appointee on the Miller Theater Advisory Board?
I accept that.
Can you put that in, Narpal?
Okay. Susan Young be required to resign from the LSB as long as...
Holds a post as appointee.
Holds the
post as an
as long as she serves as an appointee.
Yeah, excuse me. As long as she
serves.
Holds a post as appointee.
Serves as an appointee on the Miller Theater Advisory Board.
Okay. Susan Young be required to resign from the LSB as long as she serves as an appointee on the Miller Theater Advisory Board. This is not a precedent. Is that right?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, calling the roll. Grace Aaron.
I'm confused. I pass.
David Adelson.
Yes.
Mary Berg.
Yes.
Max Blaché.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon.
No.
Marty Derlin, Jane Gatewood, Bob Lederer?
Yes.
R. Paul Martin, yes. Star Vrindawa, Sandra Rolline.
Yes.
Doreen Roberts, Rob Robinson, Deb Shafto.
No.
Akram Takash, Ted Weiskel.
Yes.
Okay. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Bob Lederer.
Epstein.
Serene Roberts. Not here. Okay, I have seven yes, two no, one abstention.
So it passes.
Chair should announce that it has passed, I agree.
It has passed. Can we adjourn?
Yes.
Oh, let's do. Paul, I need to write the report of this committee for the board ASAP. Could you send me what you have in minutes in whatever form they are you can?
I will send it to you rapidly, yes.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
Everybody.
Good night.
Thank you all. Good night.
Good night.